The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Members of Canadian diaspora communities are testifying about the repressive tactics used by their home countries. They were telling their stories of intimidation to the public inquiry into foreign interference. Rafi Bujikanian is following the proceedings.
I left my hometown in 1991. Since then, Chinese government did not allow any of my family members to apply a passport just to visit me. Just for what? Just speaking up about the rights of Uyghur people. And
Mehmet Tori is with the Uyghur Rights Advocacy Project, one of many diaspora community members to speak out today at the public inquiry into foreign interference, urging it to prevent state regimes like China's from intimidating people in Canada.
To find the loopholes.
As well, the public inquiry commissioner, Marie-Josée Hogue, disclosed she's held 6 days of in-camera hearings with national security officials. Their contents hidden from the public after a request from Canada's Attorney General.
In his view, it contained information that will be detrimental to national security.
The commission says it will eventually publish summaries of those meetings. Rafi Bujikanian, CBC News, Ottawa.
Canada has joined the list of countries accusing a hacker group linked to China of cyber espionage. Canada's Electronic Intelligence Agency confirms APT-31 has targeted entities here. The group is an alleged arm of China's government. The U.S. and U.K. filed charges and imposed sanctions against the hackers earlier this week. Beijing denies any involvement. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland is giving a preview of her next budget.
Over the coming days and in the April budget, we are going to launch a no-holds-barred plan to wrestle down the costs of owning and renting a home.
Part of its plan is the creation of a renter's bill of rights. The Liberal government will also provide funding for legal help for renters who need to hold landlords responsible. Freeland also wants to make rent payments count when credit scores are calculated.
We're going to ask banks, lenders, landlords, and fintechs to work together to ensure that on-time rent payments help renters to get better credit.
Freeland says a better credit score should make it easier to get a mortgage and possibly a better interest rate. She will unveil the federal budget on April 16th. Alberta is requesting more control over its immigration system. Premier Danielle Smith wrote Prime Minister Justin Trudeau asking to reevaluate the provincial nominee quota for this year. Smith says the province needs more skilled workers to keep up with a growing labor market. She also told Trudeau Alberta should be able to welcome skilled workers on its own terms. In her letter, Smith singled out evacuees from Ukraine, many of whom have relevant work skills and wish to stay in Alberta. Heavy rain and biting cold are making recovery efforts difficult in Baltimore Harbor. The bodies of 6 men remain missing more than a day after a cargo ship slammed into a bridge and sent it tumbling into the Patapsco River. Katie Simpson is in Baltimore with the latest on efforts to reopen the vital port.
Rebuilding will not be quick or easy or cheap, but we will get it done.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the priority for federal officials right now is finding ways to remove debris from the Baltimore Harbor and rebuild what's been destroyed. The harbor, which remains closed, is one of the busiest shipping ports in the U.S., particularly for vehicle imports and farm equipment. These repair and rebuilding planning efforts are now taking place alongside the investigation into the crash.
It was a bridge like this one, completed in the 1970s, was simply not made to withstand a direct impact on a critical support pier from a vessel that weighs about 200 million pounds.
Rainy, cold, and cloudy conditions have hampered recovery efforts. The bodies of 6 missing men who were on the bridge at the time of the collision have yet to be found. Katie Simpson, CBC News, Baltimore, Maryland.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.